Okay.
Huh? All right, come on. What does money have to do with
anything? Okay, we ain't gonna talk about it. You ever been cheated on?
Yeah, I have multiple times.
Okay, have you ever cheated on anybody?
I have when I was in high school.
No, the way you look, you done cheated on somebody currently.
Oh, I cheated on,
You ain't got to call no name. You got to call no name. We ain't going
to
call no name.
I wasn't up to my,
Yeah.
Okay, well, so why did you cheat on him?
Because he wasn't up to my level.
But was he cheating on you before you cheated on him?
Oh, no, he never cheated on me.
So you just went out and did some shit?
Yeah, I just went
out. Okay, have you ever cheated on anybody?
Yes.
Why did you cheat on somebody?
For me, it was the lack of affection that I was getting from home.
Okay, I can agree with that, because they say no matter what, if you think you got it, if a woman is missing something, she's going to go seeking for it elsewhere.
Fact.
She may be getting affection at home, but if your ass broke, that other nigga can provide. She going to go to get provided for. She will come back home for your affection, but that nigga going to pay the bills over here. Fact. So I can understand that.
Okay.
Now, I've cheated, but I cheated because she cheated. But it don't make it right.
Revenge cheating is no excuse.
Exactly.
You cheated because that's what you wanted to
no,
do.
No
way I can accept.
I cheated because, like, why the
did
fuck?
Did that make you feel better? Yeah, you cheated because you wanted revenge. Not because you cheated, but because you wanted revenge.
But I cheated because I feel like I no longer had a place. I didn't
but
make her feel like that.
Say, did it make you feel better?
Right.
Not really.
So it was pointless.
Exactly.
It was pointless. But I was like,
got empty revenge.
But I was thinking, well, damn, if you wanted to be with somebody, you should have just told me.
Yeah. But that's everybody.
And I could have
lived. That's men that cheat all the time.
Yeah, it's
women
that cheat all the time.
But
I say men.
I'm like this. If you want to cheat, and I'm like this. If you cheat on me, I'm not going to confront you about it. But that's just me.
But you going to get revenge cheating?
I'm just, that's just my,
or you
like
leave.
Just like this, a lot of my homeboys say, oh, if they white cheat, they're going to go fuck the dude up. They're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been that type of guy. I'm never going to go and fight the guy, because if she cheat with him, she was willing to fuck him or whatever went on.
Yeah.
Why would I go to fight the guy?
I can agree with that one, because if a man cheat on me, I'm not good. I can say something to her, but most of my anger is pointed at him, because
exactly.
Nigga, you got me fucked up, because I'm not fucking her.
I don't know.
What the hell?
You know, so, but that's a situation.
Me, she got
but that's just like, but that's a situation you went into knowing.
Yeah.
But some of these niggas ain't telling them like, oh, I got a girl at home.
Yeah.
Or some of them even still would say, oh, I got a girl at home. But my shit is always gonna be with him. Like, it's her too if she know me. Now, if she know me, that's something different. I'ma beat that bitch ass.
Hell
but
yeah.
If she don't know me, she don't owe me no fucking loyalty, nigga. You do.
I still don't owe them bitches no loyalty. Cause guess what? They committed to her. I didn't.
Exactly.
I didn't commit to that bitch. Mm-hmm. I didn't promise that bitch shit. I don't owe her no fucking loyalty. He does.
But,
so if he fucking steps out on her, if he fucking cheats on her, that's between them two.
Right.
You gotta take that shit up with him. Cause he gave you a commitment. He made promises to you. I ain't never promised you shit, bitch. I don't fucking know you.
What I mean, that's like, guys never understand, but they is like, nah, man, if I've been with her, I did this and that, I'm going after the dude. I've never been that guy.
Nah.
If a guy slept with my girl or kid's mom, I let it be. Right now to the day, my kids.
I don't
kids,
know about letting
look,
it be, though.
Right
somebody,
now to the day.
Somebody will get the shit slipped out of.
Right now to the day, my kid's mom, well, I shouldn't even say the computer lit, but she did something. And I saw her with the kids, with the dude. I never confronted her right
Why?
Now to the day.
Why?
My kids are 30 years old. I've
Why?
Never said nothing.
Why?
But I know she wants to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
You wanted to kill her silently.
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Why?
I accept the fact you didn't want me. Okay, but you know what I did?
Always the case.
But you know what I did?
I
got all the stuff.
Like to me,
I got all the stuff and left.
He don't give a fuck. And she still cares. She's still holding on to that guilt. And she wants to get some kind of closure. And he ain't got no fucking closure for her because he don't give a fuck.
But
she needs closure and to have some peace of mind. For
if she don't say anything to him, then how
she's never said nothing. I never said nothing. But you know I saw you. So what do? I get my stuff. I leave. I get it. You don't want to be with me. Okay. I didn't hate you after because I kept talking to you. Mm-hmm. But I never mentioned the fact that you was with this dude.
Why?
But I think me doing that is just like she's on her hands and knees all the time. But we can never go back and visit her. I don't want her. I haven't slept with her in almost 26, 27 years. I don't want her like that. Mm-hmm. But she probably want to talk about the situation. I don't want to talk about it. I get it. I wasn't your dude. You wanted somebody else. That's what you did. But a lot of my homeboys like, no, man, you need to do this. You need to do that. Fuck that shit. You need to approach her. I'm not going to do that.
So this is my question to you. So what if the roles were reversed and you cheated? She saw you. She confronted the situation, but she want to talk about it and work it out. Opposed to you just up and just leaving her. You ain't even say nothing about it.
She knew what it was. That's why when I just got my stuff, it wasn't a struggle with, why are you doing this? She knew what it was about. Yeah, because it's already somebody else. When it's somebody else, I don't want to know why it's them. I can take my stuff. I can go on about my business.
He just made some kind of acceptance. That shit sound real adult like.
Yeah, like, I can't do that.
Like, I like that.
No, I could have did that. I can't do that.
Because
I didn't even know.
Bitch. I ain't never called none. Let me tell you.
Well, see, you would sound like you would have did the same thing.
More than five bitches.
Sound like you.
I never confronted none of the bitches. I confronted his ass, though.
Okay.
I beat his ass.
So. Why beat him?
He did what he wanted. Deserved it.
He did what he wanted to do.
Because he hurt me, so I hurt him.
Okay. But I just, you know, I look at things different. Yeah. A lot of my homeboys, they don't agree. They don't agree because. Like, one of my homeboys, like, look, if my wife do this, I'm going to beat his ass. I'm like, okay.
No, I'm
you beat his ass, you're still locked up, then they're going to be together still.
Yeah.
If they're already fucking around. So, it's...
Well, no, because that don't mean nothing. That don't mean they're going to still fuck around. You think so?
Yeah.
You think if a woman cheat once, she'll cheat again?
No, well, not necessarily. But if she do it, she's willing to do it. It's something that you're not providing. So, why make a big deal out of it?
But what if y'all can have that conversation and, you know, we don't even have to go back to this
point? Wait a minute. For men, cheating is not always what the woman isn't providing. Because the woman can provide everything. Your nurturing that you need, your sex that you need, your food that you need.
That's true.
Your house that you need, the love that you need, the bills that you need paid. All that shit comes from a motherfucking woman. The children that are brought into this world. All that shit comes from a fucking woman and them goddamn niggas still fucking cheat.
Well, that's true. Because
it don't matter.
But see, and then a lot of men, we look at cheating like it's not bad. I'm going to tell you why.
Huh.
But listen to this. We look at cheating now because we look at cheating like...
You're talking about if you cheat.
Yeah. I'm gonna explain to you why. Not saying y'all have to agree.
It makes sense.
No, listen. Because he just said he left that lady. He ain't even
I'm saying barbershop
ahead.
Talk.
Right, go ahead.
Talk. It's like this.
It makes sense. Listen.
It's okay. This is a conversation with just all men have. This is a regular conversation. It's not bad if a man do it because it's just a man get a nut off. Okay? Think about it. Now
I could jerk your dick for that nut.
But
listen to the man's psyche, though. This is revealing the man's psyche.
Yeah, I'm being openly honest.
Okay.
It's like a man just getting his nut off. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not saying it's right. But now, when a woman do it, a woman lays on her back, she more or less is into a guy unless she's just a straight hoe. A woman just not gonna just go out there and open her legs up. And just fuck somebody. A man will go out there and see a woman and be like, if he think he can fuck, he'll do it and don't think nothing of it. He could have a family at home, but he's not holding it to his heart. So when a woman does it, a woman lays on her back. It's something to it. Because you're not going to just lay on your back to any dick, right? Am I right?
I can't accept what you're saying about women. But I'm saying.
What you're saying about men, though.
Yeah. You're not going to just lay down just for any dick. You got to know him. You have talked to him. You're not just going to meet him and say, you know what? I need me a nut. Let me go fuck him.
But
those moments where you want that, but once you get mature and you're in a relationship, you don't have that mind frame. But when you're a single woman, you gonna do what the fuck you want.
But see, y'all talking about this. Y'all talking about this phase. A man don't come out of that phase. If he sees something and he think he can hit, he'll hit. But he don't look at it because it's no feelings tied. Women, y'all go through a phase, y'all mature, say, okay, I'm not doing this shit. It's dangerous. I don't know what motherfucker got.
Monkey pop.
Yeah.
Monkey pop.
But a man, yeah. And it's not right. But a man not going to put a lot of thought when he jump on it and get his nut.
My thing is, with men, like, even if you decide that's what you want to do, some women are willing to accept that men will be men. That's true. Not me. That's not me. It will never be me, because you're not going to expect me to just be able to go out and fuck another nigga and you be okay with that. No. So I'm not going to be okay with that. And a lot of these niggas don't even want to use a condom when they fucking these other bitches. Then you're going to bring me something back on top of the... But you already cheated. At least... Use a condom. Like, I mean, I'm not accepting it, but it's just like,
they looking right, at it bitch. Like this. If I use a condom, I really didn't eat cheap. That's
the dumbest logic ever. Because but if I'm I just, use a condom when I fuck a man,
that's how men think. I love it. I'm eating this up because this is how men think. This is how dumb they are. This is how fucking idiotic they are.
That's true.
Y'all enjoy this.
Y'all are stupid.
Exactly. God. You're all dumb.
That's true.
Yeah, little ass boys and grown
so
guys.
Unintelligent.
But hey, it's just like I say, I still don't think women just go out there and just pop it wide open. Like a man would just go out there.
If they're in a relationship, say that.
Huh?
If they're in a relationship.
Yeah, so you gotta specify.
If y'all not in a relationship, you mean to tell me you can walk out this door and see a guy be like, hey.
Hell yeah. I had a one night stand.
See, men do it on a natural. I didn't think women do it on a natural.
I mean, it's not something that's done on a regular, but I mean, I've seen a guy like, I fuck shit out of him.
Well, I know that.
How savage women really are? Do they not under... But, I don't think they have that concept because they're in their own...
Somewhere.
That's true. That's true.
Somewhere. They're in their own... How somewhere. Savage we can be.
Do you know how many men...
We all have a savage inside of us.
But
we all have this beast that is just lurking inside of
some
us.
Some of us.
That we just keep it at bay. We keep the beast at bay. We don't entertain it. We don't feed it. We keep it at bay. But if y'all fuck us over or we get in the mood, that savage
Out. What do you call fucking you over, though?
But listen, though. Hold up.
Lying to you, not telling you the truth.
Or trying to feel like you about to fucking play with me. Yes, that's just me. Because I know I've met guys that... I can have a conversation with you and I meet you and you just like, she is just the sweetest thing, but nigga, do something wrong and you gonna see a whole different side of me that you didn't that you wouldn't even have thought was there. You be like, who the fuck? I just had a man say, this is not you, bitch, you don't know me. You're not about to play with me. You are not about to play with me. I'm not one of these timid ass, little ass girls that you thought I was. I slapped the shit out you. And cuss you the fuck out.
I think with men, sometimes too, you gotta put reverse psychology on. You gotta put reverse psychology. And that scares a man. Because a man, men look to be in charge of whatever.
They
like if you're, if, yeah.
Fall for
yeah, if you're with a dude and you just say, like, I like you, I know we're having sex. It's okay if you have sex with other girls. A man not ready to be approached like that. Because he's going to be like, what the hell? Like, but if you push that narrative on him, it scares him. Yeah, it scares him. He don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It shakes him up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the male, we're looking to be in control. We're looking to be able to do what we want.
I've done it.
And
listen, I'm not one of them. If you want to fuck off, and you want... let me know what this is at, to the front. You know, just let front. Me know. Just let me know. If we're going to fuck other people, let just me know. So I know where we stand at as far as my feelings. We ain't even going there. If we fucking, we fucking. That's just that.
Just say it.
So who cheat the most, women or men?
Men. Well,
women are better at cheating.
We are better at it.
We are way better.
Because we're not dumb. We're not dumb. And what's just crazy is because we cheat for emotion, and we won't even get caught.
Yeah, that's true.
And y'all just cheat. If just to be fucking stupid.
I'm gonna tell if you we get caught, it's because we don't give a fuck no more.
I'm gonna tell you a secret about men when it comes to cheating. A man cuts back on his cheating when he has less erections. Did y'all know that?
No. How do you get less erections, though?
As you get older, you cut back on your cheating. Now, like, when I was in my 30s, I could go four times a day.
I don't know about that. That can't be true.
I'm telling you, that's true.
I got an old man fetish, and...
But it depends.
Be giving, baby. They be giving. But it, be giving. It depends. You're not 40 plus. I can't fuck with you.
But it depends. Okay, how many times you gonna have sex with you in one day, y'all together?
With me?
Yeah.
Oh shit, we fucking like 3 times a day.
Okay. Now, that's in the beginning, or cause new sex will get you. Get you a little more aroused. New sex. But have you been doing it? If you meet him and the sex is new, yeah, he'll bring out a few tricks. But if he been hitting about 2 years, it ain't going to be no 3 times a day on the
ain't going to be no 2 years. If you can't keep your shit up, it ain't going to be no 2 years.
Why not?
Because women, we have a high sex drive. I know I do. Mm-hmm.
But,
I love sex.
But suppose.
Especially if it's good me, and it's my me. Person and I know you're just my person.
And this shit about to be bum. Yeah, it ain't going to be no slowing down. Gosh,
yeah. But the thing about it.
If the dick is bomb, if the sex is bomb, no matter what, at the end of the day, I don't care how much we don't get along. I don't care how much we argue, how much we don't like each other. I don't give a fuck. If we together and the fucking is amazing, we're gonna fuck, and we're gonna fuck multiple times. We gonna get it on.
I'm telling you.
As time go on, ain't no slowing down. Because in his
20s and 30s, he's gonna cheat more. Because he's got more dick to offer.
So go with older men, guy.
Huh?
Go with older men, guy.
An older man, he's not gonna have sex as much, but it's gonna be more meaningful. He's going to make you get to that point. When you young and got a lot of dick to give out, you don't really care. But when you get older, you concentrate on the sex. That actual sexuality means something. Yeah, I'm going to get you. In my 30s, I had a whole supply of dick. In my 40s, about 50, I ain't got a lot of supply of dick. So once I whip it out, I gotta make it mean something. But that's why I tell girls don't understand when they're in their 20s. Oh, why he cheat? Why he got to be with so many women? You in your 20s, all you do, you keep a heart
so
on.
So be single.
Right.
Be single. Shit.
I mean, you're
that's
your
what
20s.
You
want to
do. You want to fuck off and be single.
You in your 20s, you ain't going to say
I
that.
I just don't you're spreading agree the love. That older men cheat less. They do. I just don't agree with that.
They
because
do.
Sugar daddies.
They do.
Sugar daddies. It's the number one thing. Sugar daddies. And
but they giving
them,
out the damn sugar. Not a lot of dick.
Majority of them are married. Majority of them are married.
And I
already.
Bet you they paying.
Ah, shit. These
they paying,
they,
right?
They not fucking at home. So when they finally fuck, they are fucking.
And they paying.
They are giving the goddamn baby.
But now, I mean.
What the fuck they paying? They got the shit to do with it. We talking about them cheating and them fucking after a certain age. They older.
Well,
they older and they still cheating and they still fucking like horses.
But
I don't
now,
care what
I mean,
nobody say.
Now they got these pills. They, a
I'm
lot of guys.
I'm mumbling under my breath because this shit is not true.
I'm it telling you, a lot of, well, now older guys.
This old man is out here fucking
because they taking pills. They need help. They using help.
It don't matter what they're taking. They still doing it. They still performing a
physical. They ain't going to do it naturally.
Cheating. They're still. It don't matter if they did it natural or unnatural.
If they taking
they
pills.
They still fucking did
it. I know a lot.
They still perform the act of cheating at an older age and fucking.
I can't
accept any of that because those are three facts that are inside of what you just said that I just canceled out everything you just said.
But I know a lot of old men that are taking pills. I know
it
a lot.
It don't matter what the fuck they taking. They're still married. What they're still cheating.
They can't fuck right. without the pills.
That's
I know this.
That's what he's saying.
I know this.
He's talking about naturally yeah. fucking and being able to perform without
yeah.
a pill to do it.
I'm not gonna.
Saying.
I'm not gonna take a pill.
Right.
I'm not gonna take a pill just to get some pussy. There's like a lot of guys that I grew up with.
And why not?
I ain't taking no. Look, yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But like most of the guys I grew up with, they were like, "JB, man, you gotta be taking something." I'm like, "No, I ain't taking." Like, man, fuck that. I pop pills every day. I'm not gonna be popping pills just to have sex. Yeah. I took care of my body throughout the years.
Now
I'm just
dependent
not.
You depended on a pill yeah. just to be able to fuck. Oh,
that makes no sense to me to take a pill or go to buy that gorilla pill from the gas station. Just to go cheat. But that's just me. I don't knock what they do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you ain't taking pills, you ain't getting up in the age right here just fucking and cheating. You taking pills, you're ready to blow your fucking heart up just to satisfy that other woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going
to
do that. You're going to pay. Look. When it's a sugar daddy, you give her a little sugar. Go eat her pussy. But don't add all that pill in. Eat her pussy. Give her some money. Pay her bills.
Shit, I'm about to give me a sugar daddy. That ain't what the fuck they doing, though.
They fucking like rabbits. That's what they're doing.
Them blue pills.
They fucking like rabbits.
Ooh. Them pills.
They hiring.
They know all the time. All the time.
They
open applications every day. There's no time. You ain't got to come and apply between 1 and 3. Bitch, you can apply all day. Every day.
Those pills. You get him with you and watch him all day. He don't take a pill. See, can he get it up on you?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if he can do that, okay.
I done seen a young guy. I done dealt with a young guy that done took a pill because his dick wasn't stayed off.
Young.
When I say young, we were in our 20s.
But I know young guys, but
young.
They popping perks. They smoking weed.
He did not pop perks. I'm sure he smoked a blunt, but he wasn't no pill popper.
He might have just had early erectile dysfunction.
But it's just like,
yeah, that shit happens.
Yeah, it is sad.
It is very sad in those moments.
Because I feel like he took pretty good, good care of his body. Like,
well, it might be you then.
Not me, baby. It wasn't me.
It might have been steroids. It might have been steroids. You say it was athlete.
Yeah, maybe.
It might have been steroids.
It wasn't me.
Right. It's definitely not my sexy baby. I mean, look at that. Yes.
But yeah.
But women cheat more. Women smart.
We just cheat better. We cheat better. We cheat better.
You got all the answers. You like a professional cheater. You have all the answers. Before I get the damn question out, you got all the
woman.
You got the fucking answer out
woman.
Before I even get it out about cheating.
I'm a professional woman. That's what I am.
I'm no good at it.
And tell your sugar daddy, stop popping them pills.
Y'all should follow me on TikTok. I'm a professional
stop
woman.
Stop popping them pills.
Put
his dick ball up.
I don't give a fuck what his dick do.
You do? Didn't you say you want
if
sex?
I'm done with it, I don't need it.
So stop, tell him to stop popping them pills.
I ain't got to tell him shit, because that's his goddamn body. Your body, your choice.
You want him to keep popping pills.
Your body, your choice.
But you want him to keep popping pills so he can knock you down.
I want it to be your body, your choice.
But that's you want him to knock you down right good, right?
I want it to be his body, his choice.
But how you want him to make you feel?
I want him to make me feel like my pockets are very full.
Oh, so you don't give a fuck about the sex, as long as your pockets.
Because there are many, 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 many dicks in the sea. So many. I can go fuck any
you
one.
You a C-dick.
So many dicks in
but
the sea.
But all of them not going to make
I
you come.
I can go fuck any one of them.
But all of them not going to make you come, though.
You're right. That's why I'm going to go find the one that makes me come, and then the one that fills my pocket.
Oh, you need two.
Exactly. Because if the one that fills my pockets does not have the dick to provide, but he has the pockets, you know, the stuff to fill my pockets.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
open.
You want to be married one day?
Hell no. Fuck marriage.
Okay. You real with it, though. It's not a lot of women not real with it. It's like they're living in a fantasy world.
I refuse.
Times are constantly changing.
To cater to a man. I refuse to ever do that shit again. I refuse to ever
you must call really
your
hurt.
Lawyer for you. I refuse to call your doctor for you and make your appointments. I refuse to cook your meals, wash your drawers, rub your feet. I refuse all that shit. I'm not doing shit for you. I'm not. I don't want to marry you and become your slave or your personal maid. Your nurse. No, I don't want to be your mama.
So you don't want a relationship like in the near future, or you just want to get it when you want it?
I want what I want. That's it.
Nah, you're going to want that eventually.
Remember what I said? I was like, oh, I should just, you know, give this a chance. It was hard for me. It was fun to say, but it was hard for me to accept. Mm-hmm. And that's why I turned around and said, nah, bitch, I'm okay. I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
It was nice to say. Yeah. It was the concept of it.
But you might meet somebody that fulfilled what you're looking for.
I don't know.
If I'm looking for not a relationship, not marriage, if that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for specifically what I'm looking for, that I don't belong to you and you don't belong to me, but we can still be cool.
So you're looking for sex and money.
Yes.
Well, why don't you just go stand out and advertise?
Oh shit, because I'm not a prostitute.
But you're looking.
I'm a pimp. I pimp these hoes. I'm not the hoe.
You want the money, right?
Yes, that's why I'm the pimp. That's why I'm the pimp.
Well, how do you advertise?
What do you mean, how do I advertise? I wake up in the morning. That's advertisement.
And then you call the dudes and you say.
The hoes. They're hoes.
Okay.
They're hoes.
Now, do you do women too, or you?
Oh
just,
yes, they're hoes too. But I respect them in a better way. I don't want anything from women but them. I just want their body. That's all I want from them. I want to respect them. I want to cherish them. I want to appreciate them. I give them my body. I give them attentiveness. When I'm with a woman, I treat her like I want to be treated, physically. But as far as a relationship goes, that'll never happen.
So what do you mean you'll treat a woman physically like you want to be treated?
How I want my body to feel physically when someone is touching me, when someone is sexually active with me, is how I treat her.
So you would touch her how she want to be touched?
Exactly. How we need to connect. As a woman, connection during sex is a wonderful, beautiful thing.
I hear that.
It's all about intimacy.
Everybody say
women.
That's why women to get ate by a woman, because they know how. I always hear that. I don't know how true is that.
It's not even just eating a woman out. Your actual physical and emotional connection between one woman and another woman, when their bodies are completely exposed. It's not just physically you're naked. When you are completely exposed to another woman, it's a different connection.
I hear that.
It's a completely different kind of connection. And I have a better respect for women than I have for
men. I hear that. I've heard guys say, man, them bitches were more into each other than me.
Exactly.
I hear that constantly. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
That's because we can connect with each other in a different level. Because we are women. We are of
life. Okay, I get it now.
We are life givers.
The man is looking more for the sexual part, but they're connecting on a different level. That's why men will say, I ain't fucking with them two no more. Because they were more into each other than they was into me.
Exactly.
I never understood that.
Exactly.
But that kind of...
But these niggas is just hoes. The niggas is just hoes. They just hoes. That's it. But a woman is a woman. She's a beautiful goddess. A beautiful queen. But these niggas is just hoes. That's it.
I kind of get that. But I always wonder why guys are like, man, them bitches ain't into each other. Now, it explains...
Yes.
Why they were into each other.
Yes.
Y'all answered a lot of questions.
Y'all just hoes for us.
I ain't no hoe.
Or at least for me.
I keep it real.
Y'all just do. That's
I good. Keep it real. And that's, hey, fuck it. I mean, I done lived a hell of a life. So, I can stand on what I do and proud of who I am.
As you should.
But it's about growth, too. Mm-hmm. But one time, I feel like I didn't want to speak on who I was. But that, like I said, it comes with growth. Being your 20s, your 30s, it's just like, you run. Now you're like, okay, fuck it.
That sounds Let me... shady.
What? Nah. Oh, yeah, it's almost 50, yeah. Shit. So,
shit.
No wisdom come with age, I guess.
Yeah.
Shit.
But that's
he
that's
old good. Enough to know.
That's good, though. That's good,
Stop
though.
It. I'm not being shady. I'm just saying. He's older.
Yeah, that's... Hey, ain't nothing like wisdom. I never go back to my 30s because I was lost.
Right. I mean, I don't feel like I'm lost in my 30s.
I was lost.
Mm-hmm. But
women mature faster.
I've had conversations with a guy that was 24 years old, and I'm sitting here trying to tell him we only 8 years apart, and I feel like I'm somebody's old-ass great-grandmother.
But women...
Sitting here trying to give him advice about life, like...
Women mature faster.
You gotta relax.
That's why y'all want older men.
As serious as you're trying to make it to be.
That's why y'all want older men, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Because a woman can be 25, but she on a 35-year-old maturity level.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean,
men don't mature till late.
Yeah. And even then, some of y'all are honoring and setting your ways, and we gotta watch out for those ones. But some of you have lived and learned, and we benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are honoring and setting their ways.
I think I'm kind of set in my ways, but I've learned a lot. So.
Okay.
Well, we're going to end this up here. But y'all, I learned from y'all. Hopefully y'all learned from me. But I still think women cheat more.
Okay. Good for you.
You
cheat better.
Definitely better. Especially black women. I love my queens.
You ain't black though, are you?
Oh, the fuck I'm not? Who the fuck you talking to? I'm black all day long.
That's a black woman.
Please. I'm black all day long. Just because I'm lighter skinned does not mean I'm not black. I don't like that question. I hate
No,
question.
I thought maybe you was mixed or something. I didn't know.
I'm black.
I didn't know. Maybe grandmama white or Puerto Rican or something. But somebody down your line is something else.
She knows these things, but she's a black woman.
I understand that.
She ain't going down that line and say she mixed. She's black.
All day long.
Black.
All day long.
Blackity, black.
Damn, you
want to
jump on me because of that?
That's a black woman. Okay. And she know our bloodline.
She knows
our bloodline, but she also knows she's black.
Damn, y'all trying to jump me or something?
We can. And that's what it takes,
nigga. I'll beat y'all up in this motherfucker.
Aw, damn,
lie.
This nigga don't want it. Yeah, come on, listen. Where your car keys at so
what?
We can go ahead and dump your truck right now. Fuck you talking about?
They'll never find the body.
Never. They ain't even gonna know you was here.
Exactly.
Crazy as fuck.
Your location on.
Don't worry about
Somebody
it.
Somebody know where you at?
Don't worry about
Somebody
it.
Somebody know where you at? Fuck around, come out missing.
Exactly.
I don't worry about that.
Ah, shit, you're not supposed to worry.
And go with everyday crime.
Exactly.
Like, the fuck we exist.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
Be crying.
Damn.
Oh, they ain't found him yet.
This one's supposed to be a podcast.
Come home,
dap
each other up. They ain't
find
that nigga yet. They ain't find that nigga yet.
That
irrelevant. That's crazy.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Let me end this because I'm about to beat y'all the fuck up.
All right, bye.
I'm about to beat both of these chicks up.
The only reason you're saying that because you recorded. You might as well go ahead and press pause and say it again.
I'm about to beat
press
both of
them. Press pause and say it again.
I'm about
press
to beat.
Press pause.
I ain't pausing nothing.
Press pause and say it again.
These are two crazy women. And hopefully they inform y'all on some good stuff.
From Baltimore. Don't play.
Crazy as fuck. Okay. Anybody from the area, they just crazy as fuck. And that's all.